This conference was in fact called to bring together people from few different fields which study high dimension in some form. So it present asymptotic theory of null spaces, convexity, but also people from percolation theory, statistical physics, complexity, and I say this last asymptotic combinatorics because this perhaps should be a little bit explained, because formally there is no dimension in combinatorics besides perhaps some question involving Hamming cube, but in fact all methods, all intuition, and we saw yesterday, they are the same. They are so much connected phenomena which we observe. So in fact, and I put this insight as one of the main representative of the field and not the last. I think it is the first conference. Sorry, I did not have yet drink today, so. I think it's the first conference of this type. And the reason for this is that, in fact, the study of high dimension, it is relatively new thing in mathematics. And if to take this in absolutely conscious form, it is very new things. Classical mathematics mostly started models which come from natural science, often from physics, and models has low dimension. And so in the end, we come to the situation when many, many things we should have and we developed when we deal with mathematical theories are not yet done. For example, we don't have corresponding language. We should develop it to describe in correct form problems and solutions. We should describe and perhaps before discover accompany phenomena. And the main thing for me to build new intuition. I personally divide fields in mathematics by intuition and not by subject. And so this is one of the main things we still should do. So I will show a couple of the things. I in fact prepare such survey even that very new result will be inside but only as illustration. And I will show this from perspective, I understand, from perspective of asymptotic theory of normal spaces, but I will try to build connection, to show connection which go to other fields. And to describe some phenomena general and perhaps govern principle which act. And I understand that some of them will be corrected, some of them will disappear, and I very much hope that many new will appear. Okay? So let me start with this. So in fact, I should say that perhaps first time in my life I prepared talk. I felt when I finished for myself. I wanted to have some systematization of things. I hope it will be useful for others. So it will be mainly two part of my talk. And first part is to show the similarity of result which we have with other fields. It's in fact one direction. And I start with examples. It will be examples of results which should demonstrate these connections. And my first examples connected with phase transition type behavior. So let K be any subset, and two examples are good to have. One example is just discrete, plus minus 1 to power n. And another, some convex body. This is two examples which are good to have in mind. So any subset of the Euclidean space, I usually define this Euclidean norm absolute, like absolute value. We denote diameter of K, d of K, and P E of K will be orthogonal projection on subspace dimension E, and then we consider averaging diameter. In fact, with very high, exponentially high probability, we may talk about random projection, but it is more straight and easy to write thing for just averaging diameter, averaging on spaces of given dimension, of course. I will need another notion, which is mean width. which is averaging expectation. I always consider probability method, sphere of this in the given direction, and this in the given direction is just distance between two planes which touch in parallel plane, and it's written formally what it is. Okay, with these definitions, let me state first example. Yes? Yeah, this is, I thought, less important. Next will be used in both, yes. I'm not sure that it is. And the result is the following. So, there exists a universal constant. In this theory, it's always universal. We study asymptotic, so constants should be absolute numbers. Such this, that no matter what is dimension, set K, there exists critical value, K star, critical value, K star. It's written formula. For this, I introduce this mean width. Such this, that diameter, averaging diameter, will go by formula down as square root of L over N diameter K, till this critical value, and then it is stabilized and became constant. So, two things. First, it is no matter what is set K, it's always all families of set behave exactly the same way, and the only difference is critical point, which actually depend only on this ratio. So absolutely this pattern of behavior, no matter what. And I put picture, and picture reflect more than I said, because in fact we know more. We know that only around critical value we have some universal constant. And outside it's actually isometrically this formula, square of L over K. And more far, more isometrical. I don't want to put an exact form because critical value is the most interesting. And here we know this only in isomorphic form. I don't put here results. Sometimes I don't put because many people may be involved. But here say some very old my paper, but it was necessary to add some result from joint paper with Shechtman to have this. It's difficult. Sometimes I write. Okay, additional information before discussion. The only reason for stabilization when it's stabilized is, in fact, the only example we have in our mind. Example we have in our mind that if you have a Euclidean sphere and epsilon net inside, then no matter how you project, diameter will not change. This is obvious example, and it is the only reason. So, when it's stabilized, it is because random projection with exponential probability became epsilon in Euclidean ball. There is no other reasons. Okay, we will get used to such examples. Some people used already before. Now I will come to case which I'm interested in. It's mostly we may talk about set and not about convex set. It is not important, but let me put, it's more easy to discuss things. And so now K will be convex, centrally symmetric, such that I could judge function of K will be norm with the unit ball K. This would be standard definition for me. And then number I defined before became twice because we take from two sides, so not twice dual norm of this vector, or in another definition, it's twice dual norm. It's norm corresponding to set called polar in convexity. And the WK is corresponding integral, and we call this integral M star. It plays a very important role in the theory. Okay, now let us put next example. I will put this here. Next example I call global, because now division on local and global is we discuss projection or section is local from point of view of linear structure. And here we don't change dimension on space, then it's called global, and there exists new phenomena here. But first I repeat. So now we take average of body with orthogonal rotation. We are interested in approximation of Euclidean ball. But we study different parameter, and parameter we study is decay of diameter of this approximation. And then from my work with Shechtman, it's in fact written, that if you take the smallest possible diameter you may achieve, it will be approximately the same as expectation. With very high probability, you have the best case. And it is approximately, again, this sign always means universal constant. One and for this sign means that there exists two constants, and you have from two sides these universal relations always. So it means up to universal constant, decay as one over root of t, diameter of original body, again till critical value, which is written, and after critical value, it's stabilized. And when you have this relation, it is usually two inequalities, more or equal and less or equal, right? So one of these inequalities was before already known to Burgen, Lindenstrauss, and myself, and with Shekman we did the inequality and all this picture. And I should say that, so we again observe phase transition. Critical value T star is written. Again, it's isomorphic phase transition, not like in statistical physics, they want to know limits exactly at that point. But I don't believe that limits exist in this general situation. You need to add a lot of symmetries inside, like when you have plus minus one in the previous example. In fact, what I wrote here in, for k equal plus minus one, it is what called baby model in statistical physics. It's exactly what they consider. But they're interested in Clemen to know, and I believe additional symmetries and hereditarity which exists in Hamming cube bring limits. Generally, it should be universal constant, and perhaps it is our contribution to understand that isomorphic approach is more suitable for this. We will discuss this later. Okay? And again, the only reason for stabilization is that on this level, T star, we achieved a unit ball. So this is what we see here. Okay? And one more example of this nature, which is in everyone who understands theory knows, it's just interpretation now of previous one, just interpretation. But it is on language of functional analysis. Who like functional analysis still more? And now we consider norm space, norm, an Euclidean norm. We introduce two parameters. This parameter I need in the future. Integration, again, expectations. This is a probability measure of norm, which is called M. We had M star, which it was dual norm. And B is identical norm of identical operator, which means, in fact, supremum of this norm on the sphere. And then we consider average. And for this new norm, we want to know what is identical operator. And it's going down exactly by formula 1 over square root of t till critical value t1, written here, b over m square o, what I wrote. And after this, it became Euclidean. And it is the only reason why it stabilized. Again, we see phase transition, stabilization on the critical value. And the only reason for stabilization is the averaging norm is absolutely symmetric. Okay, so this I... let me summarize these few examples to start, because there exists an enormous amount of such examples now, even that they started very, very recently, in fact. In fact, perhaps around 4 years ago or something like this, we started to realize this phase transition type behavior, because when we had inequality, as I said you from that previous paper, BLM, we could not yet see change of behavior. Inequality had to become formulas, like I wrote here. It is now formula. Only in formula you may see phase transition time behavior. And it is very, very recent. So what these examples first show to us, they're pointing to possible following phenomena, which accompany high-dimensional processes, and we will continue to study this. First, it is isomorphic type of phase transition, and just phase transition, which accompany all this behavior. B, that this constant behavior, as we saw, but we will see different one, but in the end of process, stabilization. The only reason which we know for this is achieving of complete symmetry of the problem. And we also see here that in some global processes, as in other example, which in both, which I had there and here, random selection corresponds to the best one. And we may see later what should be from this corrected. I want to observe what we see. And next, I would like to show different example of phase transition, not so simple as was till now, and constant behavior of different type. We had constant behavior at stabilization on the complete symmetries. So this is from paper Litvak, myself, and Shechtman. And we consider norm space with Euclidean norm, and we consider now Q averages. And Q averages of rotated norm, I don't put here dependence on UI. Of course it is inside, just two easy notations. Okay, and then result we see here. First, behavior of MQ. It is constant till some value K of X, which I wrote, and which has huge geometric meaning, which I don't explain. I'm not sure that it connected. It perhaps accident. The same reason stayed behind two result. But everyone who studied asymptotic theory know of meaning of this notation. Then at the point K of X, it changed to completely different behavior. And going till N, and in N it became constant. It is supremum norm. So we have two phase transition. However, second is not important. It is the same reason as you take root of T from N, and when T is logarithm N, it became constant. It is some kind of trivial reason. And in fact, problem should be considered till N. So it exists, but it is not, has no important meaning. So we have one important phase transition, absolutely the same, out of this isometric behavior, around critical point isomorphic. And now we take TQ, what we really interesting, the smallest, the best T, such that we may find UI rotation, which give us approximation, good approximation on Euclidean ball. From both sides should stay MQ by trivial reason, it is invariant. So, first statement, this is the best equivalent to random. Again, the same thing. Global problem, the best are the same as random. Second, TQ behaves C1 for Q between 1 and 2. And then formula is different. I wrote here, it's not very good written, 2 over Q, of course I should take power here. But then meaning of constant change. This meaning is here. Over Q will be constant to power Q, so I did not want to write this. So, but it's different behavior. So from one thing, we observe one phase transition, but it is wrong expression. Because formula for MQ also has its phase transition. And so when we put MQ here, we will have second one and the point K of X. So on this interval, we have now 2 points. Two, and started interval constant, the same behavior, the same as T1. I wrote what is T1. And then it started to be different behavior. So, having this in mind, I would like to correct immediately our previous list, which we put here. I need both now. No matter, we will try to play this. And we may add to the previous list. First, that more complicated processes with two or more phase transition, in a fact, superposition of what I would call elementary, which has only one, with constant behavior from one side. It is what we saw now. And another addition to be written here, it is now constant behavior in both this example came from the start. And start connected with some kind of inertia in the start. And this inertia has, I know only two reasons, both of them in this example, even that you know more examples. One of them is a concentration phenomenon, which we will still, few words we will talk, which does not give to this MQ to develop. It's stay M1. And second is, which is here, why T1 at point 2. It's very interesting. It's convexification. And I was learned from Leonid Pastor that such reason exists in statistical physics too. And let me tell you what is meaning of this here. You see, it looks technical, but it is formula. That in time of proof, you use Hinchin inequality. Hinchin inequality transfer to you LP averages to LP over 2 averages. And for p between 1 and 2, it is not norm, it's not convex. And so, answer jump to L1, to first convex behavior. And when p pass 2, it remains the same. Interestingly, we knew this without recognizing long ago. The simplest one was in our paper of 76 with Figge, Lindenstrauss, myself, yes, about Dvoretsky type behavior of LP spaces. This is now, you see the same K, and now I say what it is. Dimension of Euclidean, largest Euclidean subspaces, or random Euclidean subspaces, here it's coincide with largest by some work of many authors, of LPN. Till 2, it is N, up to constant. After, it is this formula, which of course should be considered only up to logarithm because it's already the same as the end. And we say a lot of word why, co-type 2 behavior, or whatever we say. But if you go to proof, point is convexification. This is the point, Hinchin inequality, convexification. It's this point which lead to this type of phase transition.
Two over P, not P over two.
I don't see so far, and I said wrongly. Because yes, of course, it should be less than one. No, thank you. If I would write correctly, I would not know if you follow me. Yes, so now I'm sure. My second phase transition threshold, which we observe in the problems of approximation. So let xi be point, and so we consider interval on the sphere, and we take now many intervals, ei, and averaging them. And I want to know when we approach Euclidean ball. And it's following with just dualization of result of Cash and Old. Of course, for n less than n. Oh, I did not introduce distance. It's time. First time I see. So distance between two body k and t is infimum of the following things. It's a time b, where 1 over b, one body, is inside t, inside a time another body. So it's homotety. This is 1, and it is minimal value if body are homotetic. And if it is close to 1, they're close to homotetic, and so on. Okay? So this is distance. Of course, when n below n, mention a difference, so distance is infinity. For n capital equivalent, the case when they are orthogonal, it is cube and it is square root of n. You jump a little bit above, you have constant, no dimension. And later, in fact, we know this constant, Gluskin, it is Gluskin work. This is a constant. Forget root of n. If lambda became so close to 1 that it's already then, you should pull this, otherwise it's... So we observe very sharp threshold at n. And in general case, we would consider arbitrary norm space, arbitrary constant. We took this average, and we would like to find the smallest n0, which have approximation. And we know this number. One of these answers, which I said, already contains this. I will not look for this. I will write again. But we know the answer. And the answer is the following. It is diameter over m star. It was written g of k over w, which is, was 2 m star, was it, okay? T star, yes? So, and typically, not always, naturally, I could start with Euclidean ball, but typically, not only Euclidean ball, because of this I say, we have a very sharp threshold at this point. So, before we study diameter, perhaps it was this slide, when we study diameter, decay of diameter, and it was continuous, it has phase transition. We changed parameter, and it became threshold, distance to Euclidean. I think it is very typical, and I would expect a similar change in combinatorial problems, which start from threshold usually, but some more delicate looks to be relevant parameter may give this picture in view, microscopic, how to tell this. And long ago, a few years ago, Benny Sudakov said this to me, that yes, he checked in one of combinatorial problems, and it is looks exactly such. So I believe it has some meaning to look for such parameters. Now, as additions, again, random choice of operator ui round this number lead to Euclidean ball as the infimum with exponential close to one probability. Now, third connection I want to give is complexity connection. Connection with complexity, because this too looks to me as connection with statistical physics, some sign, and combinatorial behavior. And this, complexity connection, I had a talk on the first of conference, it is third one our conference, when I discuss this in detail. So I just described this, it's all page I put on this subject, just to say a few words. So here we use mostly ideology of complexity. And ideology of complexity brings new conjecture. It brings new intuition. I think that is the most important connection to bring new intuition. But we don't need later, not techniques, not result, just intuition which coming from. And this intuition, it works as following. Let me just explain him. So let we have fixed convex body and just very concrete one. Assume it is cross-polytope. Convex combination of n point, plus minus. And now we have a known operator linear U. And we have a known to us body T, but has distance from Euclidean 10. It is very close to Euclidean ball. And finally, we build some body. This is what we don't know. K0, which is either first case or second case. Some oraculus give us this body. He don't say how to compute norm, but he will do this for us. So if we select point, he will tell us this norm. So we may select a capital point randomly, perhaps randomly. There exists method to choose point randomly. It was developed in geometrical complexity, and many people use this here, but it is big list for me, and I don't remember all names, so I will not start. And so we may choose some polynomial number of points. Everything has sense here. You know, if it is not polynomial, we may recognize answer. If it will be a few more steps, every step has meaning in complexity, and it is correct form which should be in this theory to bring some result. So question is, if there exists test I may perform of this point, which distinguishes to me what case we have. Is it cross-polytope in different just coordinate system, or it is something close to Euclidean? Cross-polytope has huge distance to Euclidean, square root of n. But I don't know how to do this. But we know a couple of theorems which show that we cannot do this. This we know. And, for example, one of the results, it is what following from what Gluskin talked yesterday. It is not what he talked, but it is in the same way. And, for example, there is this notion of cotype and type in the theory. And Euclidean space has cotype 2, type 2. And it's extremely important notion. I will not start to introduce them. And say cotype 2 space has enormous influence of what's going on in functional analysis around these spaces. And if 5-6 years ago someone said me that if you took random points, you always will observe only cotype 2 behavior, I would laugh. I would not believe it is possible. But it is true. It is theorem. So any space random code 2, and this type of theorem did not come before intuition. First comes this intuition. Then we started to look what tests are reasonable. And so it was theorem proved as a result of correction of intuition coming from complexity. And not in opposite direction. Believe full direction of results stay now behind this point of view. And my next step of discussion will be complexity. Concentration, concept of concentration, concentration phenomenon. I will not even introduce exactly notion. I think I had in my past enough talk about subject. And from yesterday, I know how many talks we already have and will have. So I just will say this on such level of metamathematical, but which influence perhaps slightly development. So concentration phenomenon is a concept on behavior of large system, which roughly state, as I wrote, any reasonably good function is this high probability constant, and perhaps in better word of complexity, which we discuss now, one should say that we are unable to check that function is not constant. This is the right formulation. Okay? I should say, perhaps I will close here for a second, that it should be considered mainly as a tool, as a technical tool, very strong technical tool. And unfortunately, and it means example should be additional developed, every example has meaning and so on. I'm very much afraid when tool start to be studied as subject, and it is more or less started now, this concentration phenomenon, which is very bad sign, I would say. This usually leads to some degeneration. This always has application, and through this you know that what you are doing is the right thing. There is a lot of temptation to start to discuss and to give all kind of philosophy. I remember one of my such young years temptation when I say that is explained through this because physical law always depends on a lot of parameters, and so if you have two experiments, it's enough, and if they give the same constant, any other will give the same constant. Otherwise, it's very high probability you would have different. It's some kind of stupid temptation. What? No, I know to criticize. It is just, I said, there exists temptation which should be escaped. I did not escape, but just to say how they should be escaped. Okay, however, on ideological level, it has connection, it builds connection. Say, analysis with geometry in two ways. First, looking from analysis to geometry, we change our view on some volume isoperimetric type inequalities. We consider them in isomorphic view. An isomorphic view on geometric inequality builds concentration. It is what is concentration phenomenon. It is isomorphic view on isoperimetric inequality. And in opposite direction, when such inequalities already established, they have huge influence in strong analytical inequality. They have huge influence in analysis. Geometry with probability. Again, through such isoperimetric problem in probability in isomorphic form, we come to deviation type inequality, which are nonlinear. And standard probability approach is more or less linear. Forms of such deviation inequality. And also standard condition in probability, which was independence, martingale, all these conditions, as we understand through this connection, were needed to build high dimension. But when we have high dimension, not necessary direct product as following from independence. We already have this type of behavior as we observe standardly in probability. And of course, combinatorics, but here it will be so many talks I don't need to say on technical level, it what we already heard. But also on ideological level, say specific graphs, for specific graphs, concentration property is equivalent to the notion of expanders. And I just advice to have this point of view in the hand when you talk on this subject, which I don't believe will emphasize this point, but I believe it helps. I finished with the first part and second one, which is some kind of, again, it is what I try to see what's going on. It may be considered as controversial, if only because I by myself don't know what is right here. But I would like to mention, to note some principle which we observe already from what I talked, and to add something, which governs such behavior of high-dimensional system, and which are, in fact, our goal in the church when we study concrete problem. And this is first isomorphic point of view, instead of isometric one, which was canonical, and I already discussed what's happened with isoperimetric inequalities, leading to a concentration phenomena when we change point of view. There are many other type of volume inequalities, which again became isomorphic, say, reverse Antalor, reverse Brudminkowski, and many others, are, in fact, has immediate consequences as a result, and even more geometric problem, not only connected with numbers, but I believe. And then phase transition, again in isomorphic form, we saw this with reason of constant behavior, which again you should search why it happens. There is a lot of now example of phase transition, and it will be some talk of very new result on this subject, as I understand. Threshold and its connection with phase transition through change of parameter of study and concentration phenomena, which I will say a few more words now, because it's more correspond for remark now than before. So, concentration phenomena lead, in fact, to complete reversion of our intuition on high-dimensional result. And I would like to give just a couple of examples by head. For example, we already discussed approximation by intervals, Euclidean ball. Intuition, old intuition, said it should be exponential by dimension, number of intervals. I already showed that it's only linear. I could give, in 5 minutes, reasons that everyone would be sure that it is maybe only exponential. Why? Other example, symmetrization. There is this notion of Steiner symmetrization very clearly. Yes, I will not define, there is no time for this. And again, it was very clear reason in the past to think that number of symmetrization Steiner you need to approach Euclidean ball should be n to power n over 2. And the same, there is this Minkowski type symmetrization, different one. And again, perhaps not in written form, but it was suggested that it should be exponential n to power n something to power 2. And then we prove Burgain and Lindenstrauss some 15 years ago that in fact the answer is logarithm of what was expected. It's n logarithm n. And it's the same logarithm in approximation problem. So this logarithm gap between old intuition and recent result should be explained. It's too big. It should be explained. And explanation is the following. Our intuition was built on exponential expansion of volumes and entropy. Sometimes it should call covering numbers because entropy is logarithm in formal definition. And they lead to such exponential understanding of high dimension. However, against it still stay balancing forces, we know, and it is concentration phenomena, which is exponential decay of measure outside some constant set. Now, it is again experimental fact, it's not a theorem. But in every problem, these two behavioral is the same exponent. The difference stays the constant of exponent, otherwise they are the same. And so you may balance them by game which you have, and isomorphic theory, as I said, is resulted in this balance. We need constant to balance these two forces, and then you have very good behavior. Okay? I should add to... Yeah? What?
I don't understand what you say.
You will ask question when I finish, and I will explain this again. In fact, I should add something here, perhaps. That more recent result now shows that we even did not come to the end of the story. Say, Klartek proved very recently that in Minkowski symmetrization, not n log n, 5n enough. And we thought that n log n should be the correct answer, in fact. And we did with, also with Klartek recently, just very recently, that in Steiner symmetrization, it enough 3n symmetrization to come to Euclidean ball. So this additional gap has no explanation for me. I don't know reason. Logarithmical reason, I accept, my intuition accept it. Further one, I know proofs, but I don't understand background besides. And it is necessary if you want to see and to understand what next result to accept, to expect. So in fact, instead of chaotic diversity with increase of dimension, which previous intuition suggested, we observe a well-organized and simple pattern of behavior, and it is result which we come from concentration phenomenon.
So do you really want us to look at the slide number 3?
No, I'm not sure. It is timing. I don't see what you may look here. It will, Joram Lindenstrauss will have more and more questions. I am not worried about questions. I am worried about people who wanted to drink coffee after this, yes? So... I wanted to take this out, but it may stay till the end. Now, my next point, fifth point, connected with Ramsey type result, or in analysis we call this concept of spectrum, and understanding which stay behind this concept is that reasonably good functions are almost constant on large substructures, which in discrete setting we may also achieve exact constant value. And then it is what it is, Ramsey theorems. But in analysis, where almost is impossible to take out, and it became essential and play against meaning of good maths. This is a game. However, size of these substructures, where our map of function is almost constant, very small. It's usually logarithmical in dimension. and it is the right answer very often. And this blocks many potential applications in analysis. In combinatorics, perhaps it is a goal, like Ramsey's theory, to find such. But in analysis, it is a step in application. And logarithmical answer does not lead to any applications. So I thought, in fact, that it will be talked on this subject, but person could not come, so it is. So, but another principle picks up the challenge at that point, and I don't know what I should take out, what is more for you controversial, Yoram. I will... then I will bring this here. You may enjoy any of them, so, but just you tell what you prefer. And this is polarity. It is the last thing I want to say. Or QS principle, I don't know. One translation may be portion of subspace, another portion of subset, depending on theory of state. So this principle developed now only under some convexity assumption, because I don't know what is polarity otherwise. But very weak assumption necessary. And let me give some example which to understand what's going on, and also later with function. So first, if you consider the problem of approximation, we already discussed. In this problem, yes, we saw how many rotations necessary to approximate a Euclidean ball, and even if you substitute orthogonal rotation to linear one, there exists example where you need square root of n over log n. So you need a lot. And you cannot expect that one will be enough. I say one because I always consider U0 being identity. So besides, you may think one of them identity of Ui, yes? So, or say two. You cannot expect this. However, things change if you allow use dual operation. And then fact is that if you take any dimension, any norm, there exists two operator, linear, which enough for approximation. For every x, you first consider this average. No, I didn't divide on two. Then you dualize and again consider some. And you come to Euclidean norm up to universal constant. So bringing dualization reduces and change picture, and we already don't need special good property to have very good approximation. So similar picture, in fact, is true for any set of dual operation. I provide one more example. I have time. So consider function. Positive, and I add it even because otherwise I need to talk more, and one Lipschitz. Then it is old result, we know this, that for any epsilon, there exists huge subspace of dimension actually proportional to n. It's, of course, this epsilon should be present, which I want good approximation. Such that oscillation of function reduced on this subspace is smaller than epsilon. Function is almost constant, and it's very good subspace, because one Lipschitz condition. However, many important families of function we should consider has no Lipschitz condition good. Lipschitz constant increased dramatically, and result is just not true. Okay? So, we should find some other substitution. And it exists. So, we do the following thing. We consider for any function f, homogeneous extension to Rn. And then we introduce such quotienting of function. For given subspace, you define new function just taking infimum by all value y on orthogonal space, yes? And then, it's again this polar type of form. Before I could go to polar, but for function I cannot do this in general. Doing this differently. And now, under very mild convexity type condition, for example, f extension be convex enough, no matter what is Lipschitz constant, we have the following fact. There exists ellipsoid. We go a little bit out of Euclidean sphere, and it should not be connected with Euclidean sphere. We should have some quadratic, in fact, form, which is natural in many problems. So we have ellipsoid, such that for any lambda now below 1 and mu below lambda, even for random subspace E of dimension, you see very small reduction, lambda n, if lambda close to 1, but, and subspace F, this additional reduction, mu n, If you take now this quotienting on very big subspace, almost no reduction, then this restriction of function on this subspace F, but related to this ellipsoid, is already independent on dimension, depend only on our reduction, it is absolute. And then, of course, if you have this one, you may add a little bit more reduced dimension, epsilon square, and to have oscillation reduced even to epsilon, so function not on Euclidean sphere, but on ellipsoid, on some subspace after small quotienting. And these classes, which I say convex is enough, reflect some kind of global type smoothness condition, not localized, not local one. Okay? Just staying against remark of experts, this will depend on this constant, so it, I could write this, but... Okay. Not necessary. Randomness, of course. No. Definition independent. You want to say orthogonality, what I take. It is even not important, but say yes, because I introduced the structure, which was not before. Here you may drop this, in a sense. Okay. Now, it is my last slide, but I say two words. First, I want to say that around 10 years ago, I discussed with Noga Alon if they think this type may be extended to combinatorics. And in fact, only notion of isomorphism distance may have different interpretation. And otherwise, with right knowledge of combinatorics, it went so smooth that even was not needed to be published, so it's unpublished. But one thing is clearly that extension to combinatorics inside, it is possible. It is no doubt about this. And last, my thing, just because I succeeded to do this in 46 minutes and I had 50, so I have 1 minute to say my personal intuition on this high dimension. Whoever don't want me not take this, but it worked a little bit, so perhaps. And I feel this high dimensional structures, and I deal with them as with some kind of random media. I don't mean that we use random method. It is, for me, some kind of random media. And norm, convex bodies and other objects are realization in such this media. And in the same way as two different realizations of Brownian motion may have completely different picture, especially if you don't know what you should look for. The same way two realizations may look to be very different, but they have exactly the same, almost identical statistical pattern. And all our theorems discover this pattern. It is what we are doing, in fact. Okay, thank you. Whoever chairman...
Any questions?
You have question. I'm ready now. I finished 2 minutes early to listen to your question.
I'm not convinced by your intuition.
So, some people drop from the field, some not, because of different intuitions.
Some intuitions about logarithms.
Yes.
Turned out not to be wrong.
No.
So
we will see. So first I said in the start that I expect in correction, I hope that they will come, and I hope that it will come new result, a new intuition. But secondary, it is real game, as in Dvoretsky's theorem for LP, which we did not see once, which we saw all kind of condition. But now when we know real reason behind, you go to prove, you analyze, and you see that reason for this changing is convexification. The same here. I believe and I think I, from all what I did, it was in work in such way that every time you first have behavior of entropy, of covering, and then you see what concentration phenomena provide, and then you balance them. And the best way to visualize this is, in fact, ellipsoid, which is called M-ellipsoid. Because covering, which became exponential, exactly kill and create actually all theorem I said I may do through this notion. And here it is in absolutely bold way. Compensation between expansion entropy, which was changed and adapted, and we have in after local results. So, but who may have discussion on intuition. Just
another question.